for the notes on the fretboard, the question is, how do I remove my bias to the E shape? All right, everyone seems to want to, you know, when we think of like key of A, for example, we think of, you know, immediately we go to 6th string, 5th fret. That's very common. So how do you remove your, how do you use the cage system to remove your bias? You know, because you could start there, but then if you're, like you were saying, if you get lost, then there's a tendency to have to go back to that spot just to get your bearings. So how to use the cage system to visualize that. And wherever you are is our roots of A, no matter what fret you're on, and it has to do with what shape you're on. If you start at the very lowest place on the guitar, it would be the A shape. You know, no coincidence that it goes with this chord, do an open A chord. And your two roots are, the two A's are, and where's the other one? Yeah, so it's open, fifth string, and then third string, second fret. Makes sense, right? What's the next shape after A?
G.
You got it. So put finger one on the third string, second fret, which we already saw in the A shape, and now that propels you into sort of like second position land rather than open position. And you have two other roots in that position. One's at sixth string, fifth fret, and the other one's at first string, fifth fret. And just do those roots, all three of those roots are, you don't have to do them, you don't have to stretch like that, you can just do them separate. Right, good. And now we're going to choose one of the ones on the fifth fret, let's choose the lower one. So we'll put finger one on sixth string fifth fret. And now we're in the E shape, and there are three roots there. And now we're gonna put finger one on the highest of those, which is fret seven of the fourth string. And what shape are we in?
A.
We were in
E. No, E, so D.
Good job, good job. So we got fourth string, seventh fret, and where's the other one? The other A. Yep, and the answer is 2nd string, 10th fret. So there's our D shape, and then we put finger 1 on the upper one of that, and we're in the C shape. We have the 2nd string, 10th fret, and the 5th string, 12th fret. That's a C shape, and then we put finger 1 there, and voila, we're back where we started. So what does this have to do with you? Well, you could choose any one of those, and I highly recommend you do that. Instead of when we call the key of A, instead of starting always at that particular place, 6th string, 5th fret, pick any one of them. You know, pick a different one right now. Just pick one randomly that we just did. All right, so he picked 10th fret of the 2nd string. Had he played that note with finger 3 or 4, he would have been in the D shape, but he played it with finger 1, which means he's in the what shape?
C shape,
yeah. So force yourself, you don't even have to start on the lower root. Start right here where you started. Like play that note with finger 1, and then you have to visualize the C shape, of course, which is why I asked you what shape we're in. And start your lines right there. Right? And just noodle around with that. We happen to be jamming on Ain't No Sunshine, so. Does that make sense? And now you don't need any crutch. That's just a thing in of itself, you know, right? Let's pick a different root. Nothing to do with 10th fret. Totally different A. I'll pick it this time. How about first finger on the 3rd string, 2nd fret. Next string, 3rd string.
Oh.
Good job. And then, can you tell what shape that's in?
I should, because we just went over this.
Don't change the finger though, play with finger 1, because that'll influence what shape you're in. So try and find some other A's down there. And for you who are listening, do the same thing. There you go.
Must be a G.
There you go, that's right. And now you can solo around, start right from that note I picked. Yeah. Good. All right, one more example. You're doing great. How about how about fourth string, seventh fret? Or no, how about this? Before you had chosen 2nd string, 10th fret with the 1st finger, right? What if it was with finger 3? What shape is that? Or 4, you could play with 4. It's like a D shape, yeah. So force yourself to start right on that. Yeah, nice. Good. Now here's a real test. I'm skipping around a little bit today just in the interest of time. The real test is I'll call a different key, and instead of rushing to find the E shape of that key, we're just going to explore various possibilities, okay? All right, the key is F sharp. All right, so maybe that's too easy. Never mind. You know what? I'm going to pick a different key. The key is C sharp. All right, so wait, don't look for the one on this. Let's go as all the way down to the open, as lowest as you can, down here. Your key is C sharp, all right? So find me any C sharp note down at the open. All right, he found 4th string, 5th string, 4th fret, and 2nd string, 2nd fret. For those listening who you weren't able to find that so quick, just pick a random string, like C. Actually, I made a requirement to play it in the lower string, so pick a note that's near C sharp, like B, for example, like 2nd string. So you would do 2nd string open, and then half step above that fret 1 is C, and then half step above that fret 2 on the 2nd string is C sharp. So that's how you would find something like that. So he did those two notes, and what shape is that?
Yeah, it's like a C.
C shape, yep. And so play around with that. You know, if I play Ain't No Sunshine in this key. Careful of your pen. Make sure you got the right pentatonic fingering. Let me hear the whole fingering. There you go. That. Yeah, it's finger 4 on that 2nd string. No. Yeah, good. That. Good. 3, 4. So that's great. Now you didn't use the E shape as a crutch anymore. Congratulations.